Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Before we begin, you guys, let us know, what is your favorite season so far of Pokemon Go? What has been your favorite season? Anyway, I'm Brandon, that's...
Hey guys, it's Jay. I'm a little exhausted, but let's get right into it. This is the newest season in the game, and it is called Season of... Hold on.
It's the Season of Mythical... wishes.
And it is season 9.
Yeah, apparently. We've been through 9 seasons.
Yeah, and then I already know all the new deets are happening. Well, most of them, but...
Alright, so to celebrate the new season, we have gotten the announcement of Pokemon Go Tour, Hoenn. And also, the Hoenn starters are getting a raid day December 3rd at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. During this event... Mega Blaziken, Mega Sceptile, and Mega Swampert are making their Mega debut into the game. The Mega Energies will not be available again until Pokemon Go to Hoenn.
Yeah, so like, what, a couple of months?
Yeah.
So that's, you guys don't have to wait that long, but...
You can flex though if you have a lot of it beforehand.
Yeah, but I'm super excited because I have 100% Swampert that's ready to go.
Yep. So... let's see. With the Mega Raid Day coming this weekend, we have some bonuses for the event. During the event, like any Mega... hold on, my bad. I was a little ahead of myself. During this event, Grovyle, Combusken, and Machop, who are evolved all the way up to Swampert, Blaziken, and Sceptile, can learn Frenzy Plant, Hydro Cannon, and Blast Spawn. Also, increased chance to get a shiny Sceptile, Blaziken, or Swampert from the raids, and free... and up to 5 free raid passes from spinning gems.
It's not a bad deal. I actually kind of like that. And then there's also going to be a ticket for the event, and the bonuses for the ticket are going to be the following. An additional 6 raid passes.
So let's see, you get your 2. Well, I don't know if you get your 2 right now. At least 1.
I don't know.
So that's going to be a total of 12, about at least 12, maybe 13 raid passes.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. And then... 50% more XP from raid battles, increased chance of getting XL candy, and double stardust from raid battles. And I think all of that is, what, 5 USD?
Yes, and I think I forgot to mention it, but the ticketed stuff is going to be from 2 to 10 o'clock. Yeah. Double check that for me, Jay, on your phone real fast since you're on it.
Let's see here. Yeah, 2 to 10 your local time, December 3rd. This upcoming Saturday.
Even if you're not able to do it, even if you're not able to do like the mega raids and all that, they honestly may be a good thing for you to get. Cause like you're gonna get more XP, more XL candies and all that. So and more raid passes. That's honestly maybe a good deal. And especially, I mean, also depending on what you're trying to do in the game, and if you want to try to like instead of using those raid passes for mega raids. Just try to get a shiny Virizion.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Okay, so here is some new season information. During the season, there's going to be 3 different timed research tasks that we are going to choose 1 or 3 bonuses for each of those timed research tasks. We're going to choose between half egg distance, 2 times catch XP, and 2 times stardust from catching. The events that are going to be for the timed research are going to be the following. Winter Holiday Part 2, Lunar New Year's, and Valentine's Day. So those are going to be the 3 timed research events that we're going to be able to choose those bonuses from. The bonuses will stack on top of the already bonuses for the season. If I read everything correctly and understood it all correctly. Coming soon to the game, we're going to have extra small Pokemon and extra large Pokemon size. Right, Jay? But Tom, pass it over to you.
Persona 5.
Nice. No, Pokemon.
Well, it's also Baton Pass in Persona 5.
Yeah.
And so let's see. All right, so the following bonuses are going to be permanent increase in incense effectiveness while moving and guaranteed gifts from stops.
Yep. Yeah, those two are now officially permanent. Which I feel like the gift one should have been an automatic.
Yeah, it should have been, but no.
Yeah.
they waited until now to do it. But and then the following bonus for the new season are going to be these next ones right here. Increased damage for participating in remote raids. Trainers level 31 and up are guaranteed one XL candy for each trade, one additional candy for each trade. And then, this is nice. You can open up to 40 gifts daily now. You can send up to 125 gifts. That's pretty nice.
I want to complain about that for a second, because honestly, by how many friends? Because I think you can have over 400 people on your friends list.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That should be a standard. When the game first came out, and whenever we had maybe like 200 or like 250, I think what used to be the old max, yeah, that was good. But now that you can have 400 plus, we need that increase, especially if you're trying to like coordinate with a bunch of people and all that. That's my little gripe.
Yeah, and the intake is slowly catching up, but...
Yeah, underwater spawn changes, before you go over them, I just included the southern and northern hemisphere, but like every biome is getting like a change up a little bit. Okay. I just went over the northern and southern hemisphere.
All right, for us up here in the northern hemisphere, we're going to have Spinarak, Snowy Form, Cast Form, Beldum, the Sinnoh Starters, and Pidoof, which all can be shiny. And down in the southern hemisphere, they're going to have Ladybug, the Hoenn starters, Sunny Form, Cast Form, Starly, and Gible, which all can be shiny. It looks like there's going to be some shakeup in the egg pools and the 2K
actually,
eggs.
Oh my god, hold on. Let me see if I can actually... Because we didn't have the full list until I think we should have now. I think Silphroat has enough time to compile a list. So let's see. Go right here. Eggs. So let's see, as of now, oh my god, yes. So let me go over this, Jay, if you don't mind.
All right.
So the 2Ks for this new season is going to include Magikarp, for the 2K Milo eggs for this season, it's going to have Magikarp, Pichu, Smoochum, Azumarill, Beedoo, Mantike, Mantike, Bogmite, Pikipeki, Yungoos, Fomantis, and Wompod. Oh my god, so many baby Pokemon finally back. Oh my god, I just got so excited when I saw that, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, they moved down. They used to be in the 7K eggs, but now they're in the 2K eggs, so...
But they haven't been in the 7Ks since the 7Ks became basically the regional eggs. So, from Magikarp to Beedoo can be shiny, and then also Yungoose. In the 5km eggs, we're gonna have Togepi, Tyrogue, who both can be shiny... Chingling, Bronzor, who can be shiny, Snover, who can be shiny, the Alolan starter, so Rowlet, Litten, and Popplio, and add a new Alolan one to the eggs is gonna be Marini. I think they added Snover and Marini. Those two I know got added. I think the 2Ks got almost an entire complete shakeup minus Magikarp.
Yeah, that's not bad. And then 10K,
those
are looking pretty good too.
10K is going to be Riolu, Tortuga, Archen, Axew, Espo, who all can be shiny, Gumi, Noibat, and Rockruff, who can be shiny, Togedemaru, and then Jangamo. Get rid of Espo and Togedemaru, no offense to them, but just get rid of those two. And I think this is a solid egg to always try to catch. And also, if you're in Europe, you can also get Mr. Mime, or Mime Jr., I mean, from the 5K eggs.
That's not a bad deal for them.
What I like about the 7K eggs is that they have now added the Hisuian forms of Pokemon. So in addition to the Alolan and Galar ones, we're also now going to get Hisuian Growlithe, Hisuian Vortip, Hisuian Quillfish, Hisuian Sneasel, into the 7K eggs added too, which I'm so happy that was long overdue, I think.
Yeah, I mean, eventually we're never going to come into the game, but...
I don't think the eventual sinks for the 5 kilometer eggs changed that much. I think the 10 kilometers, I'm going to go with those because I can't remember if those changed or not, but it's going to be Gible, Bagon, who both can be shiny, Gumi, Beldum, and Dragonite, who both can be shiny, and Riolu. And yeah, I think those are all the changes for the eggs at the moment. Alright, let's see. So other events that are going to be happening during December are going to be... Or do you want to go with this, Jay?
No, you got it.
Okay, going to be the Mythical Blade event that's going to be going from December 6th to the 11th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. your local time. We haven't got information for that event yet. I don't think so. Let me double check. Now I'm doubting myself. Can you go over the rest of it first, Jay?
Yeah, let's see.
Next one is Winter Holiday Part 1.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Winter Holiday Part 1 is going to happen from December 15th through December 23rd from 10 a.m. your local time to 10 a.m. local time. And then Winter Holiday Part 2 is going to be from December 23rd all the way through December 31st. And it'll start from 10 a.m. To 8 p.m. your local time. And during this event, we're going to have the following bonuses. Half hatch egg distance and then double XP from, and Stardust from catching Pokemon.
Yep. All right. So it looks like they haven't released anything for that event yet. So we're good for right now. There's something... All right, so after that, we're also going to be getting something extraordinary, Keldeo Special Research, from December 10th at 10 a.m. your local time to December 11th at 8 p.m. your local time.
Nice.
So not much is known about that, but it looks like we're finally going to be getting the introduction of Keldeo. It's fitting it's going to be released during that time frame because Keldeo is kind of like the fourth member of the Swords of Justice, which is what the Mythical Blade event is kind of loosely based off of, I think. Because it's going to be Virizion, Cobalion, and Terrakion, and then Keldeo is the fourth member.
Yeah. And
then we're going to have an elite raid from 10 a.m.
11 a.m.
11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., your local time. Oh my god, did it say the date, or did it just tell me we were going to have one? Can't remember now. I want to say it's during that time frame, sorry. Continue, Jay.
Let's see, and then for our... and then there's going to be a Winter Wonderland event, and that's going to happen from December 24th, 10 a.m. local time, to December 25th, 8 p.m. local time, so Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And then there's going to be a Hisuian Avalug raid that's going to be happening on December 24th at 2 p.m. your local time to 5 p.m. local time. And then for five-star raids...
Can I, before you continue...
What's up?
So the elite raid is going to be on the...
11th.
Okay, so there is no date yet. Okay.
Okay, you guys.
So yeah, be on the lookout. We're all going to have an elite raid. There's no date released yet for it. But see, here's the thing that I find so weird. It says the second ever elite raid will take place. I don't know if they maybe just didn't... They just copied and pasted from the old from last month's. Or if that means we're getting a new Pokemon in it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Could be just a simple glitch. Yeah, because I think they did a little bit of glitches when I was released information for the new season that they quickly fixed. But I was like, oh, that's weird. Continue, Jay.
Okay. Let's see. And for our five-star raids for December, we're going to have Virizion from December 1st to December 8th. And Virizion can be shiny. Terrakion from December 8th to December 15th, who can be shiny. And then we're going to have Cobalion from December 15th to December 23rd, who can be shiny. And making their shiny debut is going to be Kyurem, and it's going to happen from...
No, it's not making the shiny debut.
Kyurem?
It got released last year. Yeah, it got released last year.
Nah. Cobalion and them, they did get their shinies last year, but Kyurem didn't.
No, yes, it did, because everybody was hunting it. It's been released since last year, Jay. Shiny was released at the start of holiday 2021 on December 16th, 2021.
Oh, bullshit.
Because I remember I was door dashing, doing some raids on those. Do not drive in Pokemon Go, you guys. I stopped doing that. I stopped while I was doing those raids.
That's why you have somebody riding with you.
Yeah. But I remember, like, everybody was like, I was door dashing, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't do the raids because I was driving.
Huh.
Yeah. It's been released for a year. Everybody was hunting for it.
I was probably in a coma when it happened, because I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, okay, but anyway, so let me take over for you. So yeah, Kyurem is going to be from December 23rd to January 1st, also it can be shiny. Making the in the Mega Raids, we're going to have Mega Obama Snow from the 1st to the 8th of December. Aggron's going to be back from the 8th to the 15th. And making the Mega debut this month is going to be Mega Gallade. No, you're not Gallade. Snow One's Evolution that's not Frostlass. Gallade, right? No, Gallade's...
Gallade is...
It's Rots.
Yeah, hold on.
Ash has one. I can't remember how to pronounce it all of a sudden. Generation 4. Generation 3, I mean. Generation 3, it's the evolution of Snorunt. So you're in Sinnoh right now.
Yeah.
Go to Generation 3.
What wasn't...
Because Frostlass is home... Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yo, what?
Hold on.
Okay, I see it. Oh, Glalie.
Glalie, okay.
Yeah, this is some interesting footage right now, but also, we're still missing... Speaking of... Oh! I just had a revelation.
What?
Well, it's not a... Well, a revelation. Maybe, so maybe for Hoenn, the Go Hoenn tour, we're finally going to get Kecleon.
Well, I mean, hold on.
Because...
We're going to go over some of that in a little bit if you read the notes.
I didn't read the notes.
And most of them were already since Monday.
But please, let us have Kecleon and Relicanth, because those are the only two I need to finish up the Hoenn decks, and then I'll be happy.
Okay, so let's see, yeah. Is Mega... How did you pronounce it again?
Glalie.
Glalie is going to be from December 15th to January 1st. All right, so Spotlight Hours during December is going to be December 16th. December 6th. And it's going to be Wooper, who can be shiny. And the bonus is going to be 2x Stardust for catching Pokemon. December 13th is going to be Sfeel, who can be shiny. And its bonus is going to be 2x XP for catching Pokemon. December 20th is going to be Bogmite with its bonus of 2x catch candy. December 27th is going to be Chubchu. Who's shiny?
Chubchu.
That's what I said.
No, you said Chubchu. It's Cubchu.
Cubchu. Who can be shiny with the bonus of 2x transfer candy. Radar is going to be December 7th with Virizion. December 14th with Terrakion. December 24th with Cobalion. And December 28th with Kyurem. So this is going to be an interesting field research task for this season and this month. So instead of how each month is going to have a certain Pokemon in the research breakthrough box like we usually do, like November was Staryu, what was October again?
I don't even remember.
It was Sheninja or something like that, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sheninja, whichever bug one it was from Gen 3.
Yeah, because I think it's shiny was released too. This one, it's a little bit like how they used to be in the old day where it was multiple Pokemon in one box, but it's going to be for the whole season instead.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be Delibird, Bagon, Frofru, Dino, who all can be shiny, plus Gumi. In addition to them, it's also going to be Galarian Mr. Mime, who can finally be shiny in the game. So we're going to have this research breakthrough box with these Pokemon for the entire season. Which is interesting, really interesting. Alright, the new Go Battle League season... Oh wait, do you want to go over this one?
No, you got it.
The new Go Battle League season has begun. It started at 1 p.m. PST... as of recording this, December 1st.
Yeah.
The new season is going to start with the Great League from December 1st to the 15th. In addition to that, it's going to have the Great League remix from the 8th, from now until the 8th. And then from the 8th to the 15th, it's going to be the Fight Club Great League Edition remix.
Fight Club, baby!
There's going to be a Go Battle Day in January, then another one in February. All right, Jay, take over for me.
Okay, so trainers will be able to get closing items based on the Pokemon champion Steven Stone. And if you guys are not familiar with this character, he's the Pokemon League champion from the third generation of Pokemon games. So Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
No. Sapphire. Oh, wait. He was not the champion. Sapphire. It was Wallace that took over.
Oh well. Oh yeah, I forgot. I never played those.
Yeah, Tsurubi.
I only played at Emerald.
Tsurubi and Sapphire. Yeah, I'm 90% sure. I'm like, hold on. You go on. I'll double make sure.
Okay, so while Brandon is doing that, where was I?
And Steven Stone.
Okay, Steven Stone, and then you can at Ace Rank you can get the ring. Is that like a Mega Ring or just the ring?
It's like the ring he has in the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, which is, I think it's his Mega Ring.
Okay, so
So Steven is Ruby Sapphire, Omega Ruby, Omega Sapphire, and Wallace is Emerald.
Oh. Wait. Oh, okay.
Because in Emerald, Juan is the gym leader, not Wallace.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, continue.
Okay, so at Ace Rank, you get the ring that Steven wears. And Veteran Rank, you get his shoes. Expert Rank, top and pants. And then Legendary Rank, you'll get his iconic pose. Oh, yeah, I think it's iconic.
Which there's been a little bit of controversy with the way it's animated. Because it looks like a little bit of a historical pose that is not that looked upon.
Because
of the way it's animated. It looks like a historical pose that's not really well received. And I'm like, I can see what people are kind of talking about. Just to lower the arm a little bit, maybe.
Or change it a little bit, but... That's another can of worms that I guess we'll get to that whenever something happens. But like every season, there's gonna be some changes and from the following moves, a wing attack is gonna have a chance to lowering opposing Pokemon attacks, and it's
wing attack, the chance to lower opponent's attack is no longer guaranteed, apparently.
Okay.
Poison Fang is going to cost more energy. Charm is going to do 15 power instead of 16.
Whack.
And now we're going to have some new moves.
Okay, so the Litleo line will now have access to Incinerate, and the following Pokemon will have Meteor Beam, Sudowoodo, Aggron, Tyrantrum, and Aurorus. Aurorus. And then the also following Pokemon, will learn Poltergeist, and it's going to be Dusclops, Golurk, Gorgeist, and then high horsepower will be able to learn by Galarian Rapidash, Poliswine, and Mamoswine, and then Brutal Swing can be learned by Galarian Weezing and Ampharos. Not bad.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh.
No, mine seems to be corrected.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wing attack was changed a little bit. So wing attack, instead of what we said originally, wing attack, energy generation increased. That's what it says.
That's a good change.
So instead of the chance to lower the attack. And yeah, Poison Fang is going to cost more than the charm. Yeah, they changed to 15 and all that. All right. So Pokemon Go to Hoenn. This year is going to be an in-person event for the tour. In Las Vegas, Nevada, February 18th to the 19th. Niantic. If somebody from Niantic is
watching. Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No, not that. Yeah. Vegas Sobo, Niantic. We would love to go. Invite us, please. Smart creator love.
Yeah.
If somebody from Niantic somehow sees this, DM us. We would love to go. But anyway, enough selling ourselves out. Let's get back to this. The ticket for the in-person event is going to cost 30 USD, but if you buy before the end of the year, it's going to cost you 25. So you save $5. This is all in USD, by the way, so you're going to have to convert to your own local currency. For the in-person event, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's going to be add-ons for like the tickets like they kind of did last year and all that, or like another event they did last year. It's going to be focusing on hatching or raiding. Plus, you can now buy an additional day for $25. So instead of just being able to do one day, you can now officially do both days. Safari Zone, that's the thing I was thinking about, the Safari Zones.
Yeah.
For the people going to Las Vegas, there's going to be a special research story. And during the in-person, they're going to release some of the shinies originally found in Hoenn. And so some of those are going to be Sosket, the regional forms, so Torkoal, Tropius, Relicanth, Cacnea doesn't have a shiny out.
Oh, Cacnea. I thought you said Kecleon. But...
Yeah, Cacnea doesn't have a shiny out.
And the Kecleon's not even in the game.
All right. So go to the global one, Jay. Oh, wait. Hold on. I forgot. Adin, Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Hoenn region, is going to get released. Primo, Groudon, and Kyogre.
Nice.
All right, now back to you.
I wonder how that's going to work out. But we'll find out whenever that happens. So for the global Go Tour Hoenn, it's going to happen from February 25th and 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time on both days. There's going to be a special research that's going to be focusing on the red and blue orbs. We're also going to have the release of Primal Groudon and Kyogre, which is kind of nice.
Yep. So for the raids for the global Gohan tour, it's going to be the 1-star raids Trico, Torchic, and Mudkip, who all can be shiny. 5-star is going to have Deoxys in all its forms, who all can be shiny. Primal raids, Primal Kyogre and Groudon. There's going to be a new master research, wish granted. However, this master research seems to be a paid one, but it will lead you to an encounter for a shiny Jirachi. And like every event, you're going to choose between two different teams. This one, of course, is going to be Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about shiny Jirachi being shiny, being a paid wall at the moment, but. But at some point, it is going to be released to the general crowd like they always are. Because we have two Mews and all that.
Yeah.
At least I think we should have two Mews. One of them shiny, one of them regular. Oh, no, two, both of them shiny, right?
No, I only have one. Yeah, so... No. No, we have two Mews, a regular and then a non-shiny and a shiny Mew.
So at some point I feel like those are going to become relatively available. I don't remember the master research costing money before though. Alright, Jade, unless you can think of anything, that's honestly it. Oh, actually, there is one thing. So there is going to be another language added to Pokemon Go. I'm so going to mispronounce this. I am sorry if anybody speaks this. I am probably going to butcher this. My apologies. Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you, Jay. And like with the release of every other language, for people in that region, that it's gonna be a field research task available to you guys, and it's gonna be available until January 8th, 2023 at 8 p.m. your local time, and you can encounter a Lapras and a Snorlax too during that. And you guys are going to get some goodies and a limited time boxes too. So, yeah. Anything else, Jay, before we end this?
Side note. This weekend, and I think next weekend, I may be wrong. It's gonna apply for the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. The Charizard Terror raids are gonna be live, and the way Brandon can correct me on this if I'm wrong. I think the only way you can participate in those is if you beat the game, right? Or is that just something?
It seems like it. So it's gonna be from the 2nd to the 4th, and then from the 16th to the 18th. So there's not going to be one next week, but the week after. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then, if you can't make it to this one, then there's that next one. I guess you've got to make sure you beat the game. As far as we know, that's how you...
Beat the game, and I think beat an Ace tournament, I think.
Ace tournament?
I think so. That's something that you can do post-game, I think, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I guess I'll figure that out this weekend. I still need to finish the game.
Yeah, same. I haven't been able to play that much this week.
But I think that's about it really. And that wraps it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube, Brandon.
Oh, okay, hold on. This is the end of the video, so. Yeah. I'll just put our logo on it.
Okay, so And then subscribe to the YouTube channel, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast, and follow us on TikTok, Let's Go Pokemon TikTok. And if you would like to email us for whatever reason, whatever it may be, you can email us at Let's Go Pokemon Podcast at gmail.com. And also, let's take it back to the Instagram real quick. You can we have a link tree in the on the Instagram bio, and you can find links to almost everything except for the email.
Yep. Anyway, you guys, until next time, you guys have a good one, and good luck shiny hunting.
And we'll be back with next week with some more news. But let's go, Mega Swampert.
Yep.
See ya.